Minnesota Democrats vow to fight until the very end for free health care for illegal aliens. By Warner Todd Houston on May 16, 2025. The debate about the massive cost overruns in Minnesota's free health care for illegal aliens program is facing looming cuts even as Democrats vow to fight until the very end for the freebies paid for by taxpayers. The state's Democrat Party, the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, DFL, is loudly defending the massive health care giveaways even as far-left-wing governor and failed Democrat nominee for Vice President Tim Walz admits the program is suffering from an unplanned and unsustainable growth in spending. Lawmakers in St. Paul reached a budget agreement on Thursday that would implement cuts in Minnesota care coverage in the aftermath of the program exploding nearly 30% above its predicted range. When lawmakers launched the program, it was based on an enrollment of 5,700 migrants. But within months of its kickoff date, more than 20,000 had signed up for the free health care, the St. Cloud Times reported. The program only launched in January, but due to the massive costs, lawmakers are already set to end coverage for illegal adults on December 21. But the radical Democrats in the state are extremely unhappy over the plans to shut illegals out of Minnesota care. House and Senate Democrats held a press conference Thursday to blast the calls for cuts to the free health care program. During the press conference, flanked by a group of more than two dozen lawmakers, Radical Democrat, DFL, State Senator Alice Mann blasted her opponents, saying they do not care about the well-being of people. "I want to just put an exclamation point on what you just heard," she said at the debate to roll back the free health care plan. "We had negotiations with a party who does not care about the well-being of people. With a party who is willing to throw the entire state of Minnesota in disarray. To shut down the government, and in return for not doing that, they wanted to take away health care from 20,000 people. That was their priority. Their goal was to take away health care from people. Under the guise of fiscal responsibility. Insane." Minnesota Democrats say they will fight until the very end to provide free taxpayer-funded state health care for illegal aliens. pic.twitter.com/jgkforumwick. Proud Elephant, at Proud Elephantis, May 15, 2025. Of course, opponents didn't want to take away health care from people. They wanted to end a program giving illegal aliens free care. A plan they say should never have been launched in the first place. But Mann also insisted that shutting down the boondoggle program was actually not a fiscally responsible move. "There is no fiscal responsibility when you do this," Mann added. "When we take away people's health care, they end up in the emergency department. It costs more money for everyone in our community. It costs hospitals more money. It puts our health care system in disarray. It makes our health care system weaker." So, what they did was purely cruel. It was cruelty dressed as fiscal responsibility, she railed. Mann also accused Republican opponents of the program of being racists who were only looking for political gain. She claimed the opponents were working all for political points, all for political gain. Then she accused them of being racists, saying, "To say that we protected, essentially, homegrown Minnesotans. But all these other people who look different, who speak a different language, who have different customs, we do not care about them. We will not pay for them, we will not welcome them. And they can suffer, they can die, and we don't care. That's what happened today, and that's why we are here. Because we are not going to let this go down. We are going to fight this to the very end," she said, adding that every person who lives in Minnesota is a Minnesota resident. Minnesota is not the only deep blue state finding that free health care for illegals comes at a steep price and that are working to reduce or cancel benefits once so generously offered by Democrats. Both Illinois and California, both states with almost no Republican presence in their state legislatures, are each wrangling with ways to cut services and save money on their free health care programs for illegals. Illinois, which has already thrown $1.6 billion at giving free health care to illegals, is already looking to ditch some of the health care plans. Radical, left-wing Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker, who has ideas of running for president in 2028, has suggested the program should be ended and has ruled the program to be fiscally untenable. Like Governor Pritzker, California's left-wing Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, who also has pretensions of running for president in 2028, floated the idea of cutting free health care for migrants. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. X at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.